International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the video's boom. We look round, found a real show and some pool. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
We should leave the country the fuck alone.
Build back better.
Oh, God. That man just irritates me.
Yeah.
He's like a wrinkled hemorrhoid. A hemorrhoid that walks.
Well, especially after we saw him in his bathing suit on the beach. He really looks like a wrinkled owl. That was pretty sick.
Look at my man titties.
Wish I could find the picture fast enough, but I don't think we need this accept America.
Facebook is still screwing with me or something because my feed is not popping up automatically on my Facebook pages.
You're not feeding.
I have to run the one from Off the Hook page over, but I don't know. Maybe it's because I try to do it on my blog page too. I don't even know if it's on my blog page.
I don't know. I'm looking for you.
She was on Zipdip Blog. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for August 22nd.
2023.
See, Slim can multitask.
It is not.
Jumped for that button.
I thought I'd screw him up doing that real fast.
No. You're never going to fuck with me that. Like,
it's not on my blog page either.
Not on your blog page either.
So this thing isn't working through our whatever we call this thing we're using.
For you, it's not. For everybody. Rebrand. For me, it is.
So... My Facebook suspension that was up early still isn't really working.
No, because I'm streaming on my Facebook page and I'm Off the Hook Facebook page. So it's definitely just you. You just suck.
No, Zucky sucks.
Well.
But anyway, this is officially my 13th anniversary show. So you think you would, you know, try and get it right for me?
No, of course not.
13 years ago this week. Started this Off the Hook Radio thing. We were doing the Farmville rant thing, and I decided I wanted to do something else because I didn't like talking about Farmville all the time.
Well, you,
even though it was, we made it funny.
Well, you would forget you and I started this together 13 years ago, and then I stepped away, and you picked it up.
You abandoned me like a cheap suit.
Oh, I had to go back to work, but you and I started this. So this is both of our 13th anniversaries for Off the Hook Radio. Because we started it together, and then I left.
Yeah, but I'm older than you, so all therefore right, an anniversary means more.
All right, whatever.
I'm the young one. I'm the new guy on the block.
Well, you've got the most important voting right that we don't. So,
yeah, this was originally on all digital radio, and iTunes every afternoon. It's been a long time. We've had lots of changes, and I want to thank Daryl Roberts,
Sir Daryl,
putting me on the
Sir Daryl.
Sir Daryl, he of the huge forehead, for putting me on the air originally, and our former partner CB Snow for joining me for about half the early shows, and years of this when we were just audio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we went video, we had to get the actor, we had to get the pretty face.
Oh yeah, where?
But I want to thank Rick. I want to thank Rick.
Yeah, that guy right there.
I want to thank Rick for stepping in about 2 years ago. And the man with a mission, my friend and longtime co-host, Brent DJ Slim Natzel.
That's me.
That guy.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting he's the other
that's
side.
Me over here.
This is like a mirror image thing. So now that my heart's fixed, I'm looking forward to 13 more years. Unless, of course, in the next election, free speech is totally done away with.
It might be.
It's looking, it's not looking good right now. So I'd like to show you something that kind of sums up my attitude about life in general and doing this show and everything else. And while I've been quite good at some things in my life, I've never achieved the way this man has. So to me, this was a very powerful thing, seeing that he looks at life, critics, and difficulties the same way I do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Coach Prime.
What about me would make you think that I care about your opinion of me? Your opinion of me is not the opinion that I have of myself. You ain't make me, so you can't break me. You didn't build me, so you can't kill me. You know what? God established me, so you ain't nothing you could do to me. I've been him. I've been a difference maker, a game changer. I've been that guy. So what would change? Not a darn thing. I'm not even playing the game, and you got an opinion of me. I'm not even on the field. But I love it, but I don't care. And I wish the world thought like that. Youngsters, if you're out there right now, do not give a darn what opinion people have of you. Long as that opinion is not consistent of that of yourself. You be you. I'm not playing to make you feel good about me. I already feel good about me. I'm good. Message for the youngsters out there. And the olders, old school, not old fools.
I could not have said that any better, number one. And number two, coming from him, it's even more powerful. But that is exactly how I feel. I don't give a shit what you think. You know, we do this show to make us laugh.
To have fun.
See, if on pre-show, if Rick and Slim are laughing on pre-show, I'm going, I wrote a good show. If the rest of you guys laugh, that's just a bonus. I'm comfortable in my own skin. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's at a poker table, somebody says something asinine. I just zing them right back. I don't care anymore. I don't care. They don't have to like me. No. You know, I go home. I look in the mirror and went, that was pretty fucking funny when I did that guy at the poker table.
What did that guy on Saturday Night Live used to say? I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And God damn it, people like me.
Was it? Yeah, but I don't care about the last part.
Okay, so I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and God damn it, I like me. How about that?
I figure if I'm good enough and I'm smart enough, yeah, other people will like me. But I have to like me.
Right.
You know, self-introspection is important. Too few people actually take the time to do that. I learned that in Alateen, I mean, like 100 years ago. When I went to Alateen and I learned to take self-inventory and be honest with yourself. And if you can do that, you can be successful. If you can't do that, you're going to keep wondering why you keep fucking up. So there you go. So there you have it. As far as the staying healthy part goes, though, that is not easy. You got to motivate yourself, or you got to get somebody else to motivate you. The doctor told me 30 minutes a day, walking, biking, doing some kind of activity, 30 minutes every damn day. Doesn't sound like much.
Does that count? Or no? Just asking.
If I had an Apple Watch, it would think I was really busy, but not. I don't do that. I wear real watches. But 30 minutes is a long time, and to be motivated to do 30 minutes is difficult. So I've taken to listening to powerful motivation daily. And I got this from my friend Carl. Rick knows Carl. And I want to thank him in advance. But everybody, this is the pep talk that I give myself every day. Here we go.
When you don't have motivation to work out, always remember this powerful quote.
Stop being a bitch and come on.
Simple.
There you have it. Stop being a bitch and come on. That's all you need to hear.
That's it.
You know, because I don't want to be a bitch to myself. I care about what I think about me. I don't sit there going, Jesus, Zippy, you're a bitch today. No, I don't want to be a bitch today. I get on the bike and ride. Believe me, my ass is sore. I can prove it. Ugh. Kiss the bonus hole.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
So since I definitely have quality time left, I want to know who these guys in this next clip are, because I want to hang out with these guys. They obviously get life. And hopefully these are my new friends. And if not, I want some of my current friends to step the fuck up, because this is what we need to be doing.
So one day you leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child. These are the nights to live.
Hey, look, life happens, okay? But you got to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just sit around, something exciting is going to happen to me today. No, it isn't.
Not unless you make it.
Get off your ass. Go out and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you got to work to bring in the paycheck, okay, I can identify with that. Okay, you got to go do that. But when you're not working to bring in the paycheck, don't bitch about having to work to bring in the paycheck. Enjoy the rest of your life. Enjoy the rest of your time. You know, worry more about what other people are doing and experiencing and feeling than what you're doing and experiencing and feeling. Worry more about other people, and you'll find out it comes back to you twice over. Is that a little too melancholy? Eh, maybe. Wasn't really funny, but it's true. At least to me it is. So, Brent, besides being my bud and the wizard that makes all things electronic work, you're also my original conspiracy theorist guru.
I bet I am.
And you told me this one a few weeks ago, and then I heard yesterday that colleges are actually doing it starting this week, and it's been all over the internet and stuff today on social media. So, Slim, once again, you're looking right.
Unfortunately.
Please explain.
We're going back to masks. And I think it's going to be here faster than you think. Here locally, our hospitals have all went back to masks. And we now have major universities that are going back to masks. I mean, we had, what was it?
Well, that Macon place in Atlanta isn't exactly a major university. But
universities are going back to mask mandates because of the new COVID variant, the XBB variant, which is coming out of Canada. And this could be. Something
you think they named it XBB just because they don't like Elon Musk?
It could be.
This could be a revenge thing here.
Could be. But we're going back.
Blood's flowing. The brain works. It's amazing.
What's right around the corner? What's coming up around the corner? The election.
Oh, that crazy Latina lady. Election. Okay.
The elections. So, you know, it only makes sense that all of a sudden, here we go. The masks are coming back. The CDC put out a advisory yesterday, urgent COVID-19 health advisory for the XBB variant of coronavirus. There will be no cough, no fever. You will have joint pain, headache, neck pain, upper back pain, and pneumonia, along with a general loss of appetite. This does say that this is 5 times more toxic than the Delta variant, and it does have a higher mortality rate.
Not that kind of joint.
No, not that kind of joint. So, and I like to also point out, too, as much as I don't like Alex Jones, he is correct a lot of the times. He also has information.
That's a big fat boy who's in a lot of debt.
Hmm. Yeah, he definitely is. But he's got information that the TSA has found out that we will be in full COVID restrictions and lockdowns by December due to this new dangerous variant. So,
well, how's Trump going to go to all these trials and shit if he's in lockdown?
He won't be able to. He
can't campaign. Oh, you know what? This is all just a giant excuse so the old Phoebe can hide in his fucking basement. Hmm. That's all it is.
It's pretty much, you know, it.
And this mail-in balloting, a lot of states have said the hell with that. But I saw this thing this week was on the elections. It was really interesting. The Arizona, everybody knows Arizona was just like totally robbed. Katie Hobbs she was the Secretary of State for the state. She was in charge of running the election, and she fixed it so that she won. And there's not much doubt about it. Maricopa County, the machines were down, all kinds of, I'm not even going to go into all of it. But the current Secretary of State, since she's now the governor, just warned all the counties in Arizona that They are not allowed to hand count ballots after an election. Hmm. You must use the tabulating machines or else. Oh, I think we know how Katie won the last election then, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, you can't make this shit up. They're telling us what they're doing. It's just the media ignores it on purpose. Mm-hmm. Fox, they're so damn busy trying to do the Rupert Murdoch thing. It's like, okay, Rupert Murdoch doesn't like Trump. Fine. A lot of people don't like Trump. I don't particularly like Trump. But, you know, compared to the alternative, he's a hell of a lot better. Plus, he's funny. And he gives our show all kinds of stuff.
Mm, yes, he does.
I could tolerate Trump for 4 more years. I'd rather have a younger guy for 8. Hey, Trump for 4. I'll take it if that's what we get. But I can't take the old Phoebe anymore.
No, nobody can.
But now it's going to be. I'm not going anywhere that tells me I have to wear a mask.
Well, and that's
patronage and money goodbye.
Well, and this is what we talked about on pre-show, and this is going to be the problem with businesses. You know, businesses are going to be forced, you know, to require customers to wear masks. We go back into this full lockdown mode, and at this point in time, Americans are going to fight back. Americans are not going to wear masks. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is they're going to come to my door and I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, I can't let you in because I'm going to get fined by the government if I do. And we're going to go out of business. I mean, places that can't do delivery are going to go out of business because Americans are finally going to step up and say, no, I'm not going to wear the mask this time. You're not going to control me. But it's going to affect us. It's going to affect businesses. And what's another thing that's happening? I don't, Florida, you guys might already be back in school. Yeah. But up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, they went back to school a week ago.
Okay. Well, up here in the Northeast, most of our schools aren't back yet. So, you know, this is going to coincide just in time for all the Northeast schools to go back to put our kids back in masks once again or go to remote learning. And it's coming. It's coming. I've been saying this right along. They're going to do this before the election. And guess what? They just started it today. It's
but see, now we know how much they lied last time. Well, I mean, even the people who were like, oh, you got to do it. The government says so. You got to do it. You got to do it. Even those people know the government was full of shit and lied
mm-hmm,
to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're not going to do it.
No. Now, but what position does
Rick works, where Rick works, they put up plastic panels.
Plastic panels on
that you had to like reach through to play cards. Or, you know, whatever the card game was, not just poker, but I mean, everything in the whole casino, you had these plastic partitions. Right. The plastic glass is expensive.
Oh yeah. We had to do the same thing. I had to put plexiglass.
You know, I ran C stores and we had plexiglass, you know, donut cases and stuff. They were like $250 for this little donut case. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Plexiglass is expensive. And then they had us in there and you had to wear a mask behind the plexiglass. And I was like, I went down, and I played one time like that. And I was like, fuck this. I can't do this, you know, and I just won't do it. And it's like now if a guy wears a mask at the poker table and he's not like 80 years old, I fucking make fun of him. I'm brutal. Well, I mean, I just, cause they're doing it for one reason, to hide their tells, you know, and basically it's like, oh, it's like a fair way to cheat. Screw that. Yeah. So anyways, Slim, you're right. You know, something's going on, but I'm telling you this time, the reaction is going to be way nastier.
They don't want
to fucking do this. Here, I'll give my gang sign.
Gang sign. See? You're right, though. Listen, you're right. They're not going to
want to
do
this. I don't know if it's a gang sign. Kevin Hart's shirt. I don't know.
But they're going to do this. And we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do as society as a whole. Everybody has to stand up, including the business owners, not just the people, and stand up. And unfortunately, business owners aren't going to be able to stand up because they're going to face fines or closures by the government if they don't follow the procedures and protocols.
Now, what I'll do is the local businesses that are getting fucked with, I will spend a lot of extra money with those people, even if I have to have their shit delivered. I spent like crazy during COVID. Because I wanted to support businesses, not because I needed all the stupid crap I bought, you know, but I will do the same thing again. And I hope a lot of you out there will join me. But the people who are out of work and stuff, you know, because if it goes that bad, I don't know. They're saying it's this XBB version is so awful. Well, they told us that the first time. Everybody's going to die. The kids are all going to die. All the young people. The only people who died were fat old people.
Hmm. Well, but this one also does. This one affects more. I mean, this affects the lungs, you know, and this one's, you know, it's faster. Supposed, you know, this is all. They lied to us before about everything. So who knows if they're telling us the truth.
I'm 100 minutes away from 2 full weeks without smoking.
Well, good for you.
My lungs are improved.
Who knows if they're lying? I mean, this is because just all strictly be scare tactics just because of the election coming up. But anyways, enough with COVID.
So,
but it is coming.
Slim, you're right. And you got a lockdown meme?
I do. I have a lot. Oh, have a lockdown meme? Hold on. I just hit the wrong button.
No, that's.
I know it is. There we go.
There it is. Rumors of more lockdowns come, so I say fuck that. I can't believe it's lockdown season already. I still got my climate change decorations up for Hawaii, so because you know that wasn't arson, it was climate change. Of course, it was.
I'm surprised Facebook didn't take that meme down that I shared.
So you know, basically, they're just trying to take control, and I'm not sure who they really are. That's one of our ongoing problems we have right now. But we do know one thing. Who's ever in control? It's not this guy.
We are a community that relies on family, on ohana, whether by blood or by friendship. But like many others...
This went on for a minute and a half, but I just cut it at 30 seconds. But yeah,
no, but I mean, eventually it goes, you know, it's like... If you were ever driving in a car late at night and you start to nod off,
yeah,
and then you wake up in a panic and shake your head, he does that at the end. So all these people saying, "Oh no, he wasn't asleep." Yeah, he was.
Oh, he was sound asleep. He was asleep. He was out.
By the way, that was in Hawaii. I would just like to remind the FEB in chief that East Palestine, Ohio, is still waiting for him to come there and doze off. It's been 6 months since he said he would, you know. Yeah, I know. The problem is East Palestine, Ohio versus Hawaii. Well, number one, East Palestine, Ohio doesn't vote blue. They vote red. And number two, they don't have any beaches.
Probably not a lot of ice cream either.
So we know Saggy Titty Boy likes to go to the beach. And he also likes people that will vote for him, no matter what a feeb-ass traitor to our country he is.
Did I say that? You did.
Ooh. Anyway, hey, California had a rough time of it the last few days too, and I suppose offering our sympathies is probably appropriate. I actually have some real friends who live in California. The losses were considerable. We got a list of, yeah, look at that. Over 30,000 emails destroyed. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to make up for that? I mean, somebody needs to go to jail over this, don't they?
Still.
Lock that hurricane up. Lock that hurricane up. Oh, sorry. But at least they had warning. You know, and I was happy to see the majority of the residents in California that haven't been able to move to Florida yet at least took some precautions. We got a shot, right?
Yeah, we do.
There you go. There you go. The remaining California residents, that's how they live. But they did nail plywood boards on their tent flaps. It can never be too safe. I'm so glad. Oh. And just think the street flooding that they've had out there, San Diego on up. I wish it would have gone all the way to San Francisco because the street flooding cleaned the piss and shit smell out of the air in the southern cities.
For a couple of days.
At least, well, 8 to 12 hours anyway. That's awesome. I don't know.
I just can't believe, you know, that's
Babylon B, man.
They're the best.
Awesome.
They are the best.
It's like Snopes hates them.
Oh, absolutely.
Every time Babylon B puts something out, Snopes puts out, that's not true. Oh, well, duh.
No shit.
It's called ska sarcasm. I mean, Rick, you put plywood up when the hurricanes hit Florida?
I did the first year. And then after that, no.
Now it's like, bah. Let's get some tequila and have some fun, right?
I'm out of tequila. I need more.
Well, you better get some. Yeah. We're in hurricane season. You got to stay stocked up.
I got rum and vodka. It's all right.
Tequila's faster. At least if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I don't know anymore. Slim, do you drink?
Nah, not really.
Not much?
No, not enough to say so.
Rick's our only expert on movies, acting, Will Smith, and drinking.
Will Smith. Well, drinking occasionally. I don't like have a drink every day.
Yeah, in the same way. I'll have a drink once every month or so when we go out for dinner, you know. But yeah, I don't drink. I don't crack open a Bud Light. Not at all.
Pathetic. I missed St. Patty's Day this year. We're almost to September. I haven't had a single drink yet. At least last year I had like two or three Guinnesses.
Ugh.
What?
That stuff's terrible.
Ugh. I'm like one third. I'm more than one third Irish.
Yeah, well, you just couldn't keep your Guinness.
I think it's yummy.
Ugh.
I'm a manly man. I can drink the dark stuff.
You're a manly man.
You know,
can you do this?
Ha-ha.
No, because I'm
real.
But considering, you know, all my plumbing's fixed now.
Yeah.
And you've got this.
Well, start you at 2,500.
I should be able to get at least 1,000.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. Hey, poor California. We've had it on here before that people got in trouble for chasing the shoplifters.
Hmm.
They raised the amount for shoplifting to $950. So it's not grand larceny, which is a felony, until you get to $951 of shit that you steal. Okay? It's a technicality. But it's like, well, they have to steal bread to feed their children. AOC said that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. They're just, they need food for their kitties. Then why are they stealing from Lululemon and Michael Kors? Last I looked, Lululemon and Michael Kors stores don't sell bread.
Or milk.
You can't get a candy bar there.
No.
You know, but they do have $300 purses and $200 yoga pants. So that's what they're doing. There's just stealing this shit. And even the people in California, even San Francisco, the most liberal, beautiful city in the world. Yeah, it's better looking city than London.
Mm.
London's pretty liberal, though. They've had it. People out there are bitching. People that would never vote for a Republican in their life are like going, you think all these years of Democrats and it keeps getting worse, maybe it's our fault. Some of them are starting to figure it out. But they're just tired of the DAs letting the punks ransack businesses. I mean, they got rid of the DA in San Francisco. They recalled his ass. They would have gotten rid of the DA in LA, except for they cheated on the petitions. They said, all these petitions, we can't verify all these signatures. So they fell just below the threshold of putting the recall on the ballot. Well, it's the same city that didn't give a flying fuck if you had any idea to vote. Everybody votes. Vote again. Vote a third time. Keep voting. We don't care. But to recall the liberal George Soros DA, we can't prove that person actually lives at that address, and that signature doesn't look quite perfect, does it? Does it match their driver's license exactly? Ejected. It's rejected. It's rejected. So California's fucked. We all know that. It's the Golden State. And they call it now because they call it the Golden State now because they golden shower on all the roads and streets and corners and walls and everything else. But grand larceny amount was raised to $951, like I said. So criminals beware. Not all business owners are left-wing fools like the politicians. California store owner priced all items at $951. So the thieves can be prosecuted. And if you actually want to buy something, he just gives you the coupon at the front of the store to lower the price. It's like, you know, what else is the guy going to do? You know? What else is he going to do? Other than get a great big stick and have a partner there so you can you can beat on those assholes. You know, I had a clip I was going to put in the show tonight, but I didn't because I didn't want to get taken down for violence. There's some guy at a convenience store, and he was in the cooler, okay? And when somebody would open the door of the cooler, and they're looking around to see if, you know, we get this six-pack of beer or this bottle of Gatorade or the Pepsi Diet Cherry, whatever they're reaching for, he'd hit him, he'd squirt him with a squirt gun from the back of the cooler. They'd be like, freaking out. Oh, son of a bitch. Ah! You know, I thought, you know, that was kind of funny. But then I started thinking about it. And it's California where they're doing it. And this guy's going to shoot the wrong person with that water gun. And somebody's going to shoot back with something that ain't got water in it. You know what I mean? So I kind of left that one go because I got a feeling we're going to be reading about that guy again in the near future.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Unfortunately. But anyway. So all these criminal talk, this brings us nicely to our stupid criminal of the week. His name is Kalise Karen Crowder.
Give you a look. Here's a look at him.
Yeah. I think somebody in his family knew somebody in his family. Well, look at his ears.
Yes,
I wasn't gonna.
He looks like a Hispanic member of the royal family.
Oh, did he play? Did he play that in the Goonies? Remember the character in the Goonies? What's like?
You're awful. That's why I love you. Anyway, it's a bizarre case out of California. He was arrested after crouching down behind women and appearing to sniff them from behind at a Burbank Barnes & Noble store. But see, this guy's well known to the police. His burglary and his Peeping Tom arrests go back years. This was his 43rd arrest since 2005. So 43 arrests in 18 years. That's almost two and a half arrests a year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Apparently don't put him away for long. He's only 36 years old, too, so he's been doing this since he was 18. So Lord only knows what he did when he was a juvenile, because those records, we can only have records since he was an adult. He was arrested in a Peeping Tom case on Monday, August 6th, on a prowling charge, the latest in a litany of such charges. But he was released on Tuesday, August 7th. Shock, it's L.A. 43rd arrest. I'll let him go in the morning. It's all right.
Sounds like New York.
He pleaded no contest at his arraignment. No contest. It's okay. Just go ahead. We didn't put you in jail for long for the other 42. You know, this is what's wrong with this country. And we're letting it happen. So he was released on August 7th. The release conflicts with his sentence of 60 days in the county jail. He was also ordered to enter a sexual impulse rehabilitation program. So he gets out of jail.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Oh, sorry, Joe. Wanda,
well, he might have been going for that. So he gets out of jail on the 7th, and he decides on the 8th he's going to not just Peeping Tom people. He was going to go full Joe Biden. He became the mad sniffer. This first woman was Michaela Witter. She said she was recording day 20 of 100 days of solo dates. Oh, God. She must be an Instagram influencer. Somebody else with no life. She deserved to get sniffed, in my opinion. But he was staring at her, and then he crouched behind her. She said he crouched down low and pretended like he was doing something, and then he sniffed, I guess. I don't know. I asked him what he was doing, and he said, "Tying my shoe." You gonna fall for that one? She then saw him sniffing her and told the management for rushing to her car. I'm so disgusted. I feel violated. Yeah, you're out there putting your 20th solo date on the internet for the world to see. I feel so bad. I mean, day 20s of 100 days of solo dates. Oh, I wonder why you can't get a boyfriend. I mean, hell, you're lucky this guy wanted to sniff you. I'm surprised you didn't take him home and do him. I feel violated. He sniffed me.
Look at those ears.
Probably be the best sex you had in your whole life, woman.
Look at those ears.
Yeah, well,
I'm telling you, he's the dude from the
Goonies. I'm telling you, this guy's a freak on the streets, but I bet he's a freak between the sheets, too.
I don't want to know. Yeah, if you do, that's not
it. Well, Michaela blew it. She had a chance. I'm trying to help here, people.
Don't help.
So it appears. Oh, Norton's trying to help me.
Well, don't let Norton help you during the show. It'll probably fuck you all up, and you'll go. No, we didn't.
They warned me about Edge that I'm using for our video thing. I'm using Chrome for the show notes and the stories, and I'm using Edge for the video. And it warned me,
uh-oh,
all Edge protections are not installed.
Oh, well, fuck them. Hmm.
Anyway, so this guy's a stalker. You know, he hasn't registered as a sexual offender as required. So, I mean, he's clearly got violations with past cases. And it's sniffing isn't a crime, but there's no contact. So if she took him home, she couldn't finish 100 solo dates. No, but she could be happy, Mark. God, this woman, 100 solo dates. I mean, you know, by the time she gets to like 40 of them, the solo date's going to be in her bedroom with a little toy going.
We'll get her one of the Bluetooth ones. We'll hack it.
Yeah. And then we'll know how long and what settings she used.
That's right.
We want to make you happy, Michaela. We just want to make you happy. We'll send you the Italian stallion just for kicks.
There you go.
And give her a discount.
You ready, Rick? You gonna fly to California?
I'll give her a discount.
Give her a discount?
Yeah. Here's the discount.
That is the discount.
There is no discount.
Yeah, if you gotta fly to California, you get full bus out retail, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. Shit. That's a long trip for nothing. You gotta make the whole 35.
Yeah, true. And no mask.
All right.
And no mask.
Well, we haven't seen Michaela yet. You might want.
She might. I mean, you might want,
you
her,
might want her to wear one. We don't know. There could be another reason she's having 100 solo dates. I'm just saying.
Pilot.
We have it. It's not fair. We have his picture. We don't have hers.
No, we don't.
It's not. It's not right. So anyway. So. After all that, I like doing this because USC was this week. It's time. It's my inner Bruce, channeling my inner Bruce Buffer. And if you're not a UFC fan, you're just like, Zip's totally cracked up. Mm-hmm. If you have UFC, you get it.
Well, it's like that Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy, you know, from.
Well, that's his brother.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's Michael Buffer.
No, I didn't know that.
Bruce Buffer is his younger brother. Bruce Buffer is also a kick-ass poker player.
Oh, okay.
Very good. But anyway, it's time for our musical interlude. And the people that this is dedicated to, which is OCD people, are going to get, they'll get it. But you're all going to love it. This is Zippy's version of Rock Your Body. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual? Yeah. Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now. Everybody. Yeah. Even Rick smiled at that one. Rick likes the wild animals.
I like the animals. The animals.
The aminals.
Aminals.
Animals are always cute.
Yeah, I know, but I mean that song was just perfect, man. That is a parrot, or that's a parakeet, I guess, right?
Parakeet, I think.
That was. Yeah.
I mean, he had it down, man. He was like right with the beat, the whole damn thing. It was like, that's the OCD parrot, but nobody's around but my best friend. I can cut loose. That's like when me and Slim get together every 3 years. We're just insane.
Oh yeah,
it's horrible. But anyway. Kill him with comedy, Slim.
Hey, Mark. You could be my personal pilot when I go to California.
Can Mark fly?
Can Mark fly? That's the different Mark.
Does he just do mushrooms?
No.
Oh, it was Mark. It was the Mark, the Colonel Mark.
The other Mark.
Oh, you want to fly with him?
Why? He knows what he's
doing. He'll be doing all that inverted shit.
Yeah, I'd be like the roller coaster stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You'll be puking all over.
But I can handle it. Do it.
He'll put you in the bomb bay and just drop you over Michaela's house. Colonel Mark knows what the fuck he's doing. You can't mess with him.
I told him that he's a
righteous dude with a stick. and not that, no, this stick, not that stick. Okay. I don't know about that stick.
That's his boy. Buddy. There's a little too much of this and a little too much of that.
Sorry, he's my buddy. I know I got him laughing now, so we're good. Oh, boy. So anyway, the debate is tomorrow, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, like who gives a fuck? Trump isn't in. So the real debate is, are you going to watch Tucker interview Donald on X, Twitter, for those of you in Rio Linda? Or are you going to tune in to see if DeSantis, Ramaswamy, or Scott can make a positive impression? The number for the first debate in 2015 was 24 million viewers. I'm betting they get 24 million again. Not on Fox, but I'm saying Tucker will probably do at least 12, maybe 16 million views on X, and Fox News will get the other 8 to 12 audience.
But that's but
they're not going to tune in. Governor DeSantis is a fantastic governor. He would make a great president. Okay, but he is not an exciting guy. He just isn't. Okay, Ramaswamy, he's an exciting guy, which is why CNN and everybody else is going after him now. But he's also very young. Okay, and you've got Scott, who I love Scott. I love Senator Scott. Tim Scott's a good guy. I think he should have been the vice president last time around. They should have dumped the other asshole that's going to be the white-haired. Yeah, this is the only white-haired guy you people need to like this weekend or this week. Not Pence. Fuck Pence. But Tim Scott is so wrong on Ukraine, it's not even funny. And I said months ago, you know, him and Governor, what's her name?
Oh, that one.
Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
They've already disqualified themselves from being president because of their stance on Ukraine. It's like Ukraine had something on them. No, they've got something on Biden. Why do you think we're giving them all our tax money? Did you see how cocky that little shit was when he came over here? And he talked in front of Congress? The leader of Ukraine I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Zelensky.
Yeah. He just wore his, like, you know, green sweatshirt. And he's got so much on the Bidens, it's not even funny. He didn't even pretend he was begging for money. He's just like,
give me money.
Fuck over. Huh? Hand it over. You know, we had Zippy. He was down there in Crimea. What did he do? He didn't save Crimea. Fuck it. I got to do it myself. Give me the money. Dobre vecher. That was a little Russian for you.
That was.
Yeah. Well, I went to Ukraine. I spent 3 or 4 months trying to learn Russian. Because everybody spoke Russian in Crimea, because it's the Black Sea Fleet's there, and almost everybody in Crimea is ethnic Russian, not Ukrainian. And I spent all this time trying to learn Russian, and I get to Kiev. Oh, it's Kiev now, to be politically correct. It's because Kiev is the Russian pronunciation. We're not allowed to say it that way anymore. I get to Kiev from London. And I get in my hotel and I go to eat. They have a menu that's printed in English on the back, and it was horrible. The English was just piss poor. So I tried to order stuff off of it. I ordered a salad, which turned out to be like a parfait cup full of like fish with mayonnaise. That's a salad. I got something for dinner, and then the guy says, "Drink." I said, just give me bottled water. I don't want anything. Bottled water. I don't want anything made with your water. I don't know how it's going to affect me. Bottled water. He goes, "Gas, no gas." I don't understand you. "Gas, no gas." I'm sorry. And again, I'm a little book under the G's. "Gas, no gas. Gas, no gas." I don't remember that word. It's been 4 months. I never saw that word. And he goes, "Gas. No gas." He wanted to know if I wanted. He wanted bubbles in my water. All he wanted to know. It's like, I spent 4 months trying to learn this crap.
That's no good.
And found everybody in Ukraine thinks they can speak English. The onus was on them. I didn't have to do a shitting thing the rest of the time. I had a driver. He thought he could speak perfect English. The pilot, the people on the airplane, they found out I'm an American. Oh, they could all speak English. American. You watch Sopranos? Sopranos? Had a big talk about Sopranos. But guess what? A Russian mob guy who was on the plane next to me. He wanted to talk about the Sopranos. I didn't even know Rick then. So anyway, world's going to hell. Anyway, I think Trump, not debating, could hurt him a little bit later, maybe. Maybe. You know, because Joey could decide to stay in his basement, which with the mask thing, already kind of looking that way, right, Slim?
Yeah, maybe.
So if he stays in his basement, you know, he could say, I can't debate a man who's under indictment. You know, coming from the guy who should be serving 60 to life. Or, you know, actually, what did they do to traitors back in the day?
Killed them, didn't they? I think so.
Yeah, ask Aaron Burr how.
Firing squad?
Him and Hamilton and all that shit worked out. Well, they actually just did a duel, but yeah, it didn't work out good. So I don't know. But, you know, Trump can punch back. Any way he wants, but it's going to sound hollow if he doesn't do these either of these Republican debates. And he says, and Biden won't debate him, and he'll be calling Biden out, and everybody on the Republican side will be going, but you know, you didn't do it either. So we'll see what happens. But in any case, it's going to be wild. But here at Off the Hook Radio 2.0, we can only hope one thing, guys.
What's that?
That's fucking funny, too. You know, like Biden doesn't actually start World War III, you know? I mean, that would kind of ruin the laughs. But this is a possible presidential debate preview. We thought we'd bring it to you tonight. This is what it should be like. Here we go.
In a lesbian relationship.
Oh, God, this shit again. Who?
No one. They both eat out.
I regret asking. Two men broke into a pharmacy and stole all the Viagra. The police said to be on the lookout for hardened criminals.
Ah, they must have had a hard time escaping.
Bet.
Why did the Mexican throw his wife off the bridge?
Why?
Tequila!
That's racist, but kind of funny, so I'll let it pass.
Gracias.
Why does Batman only cover half of his face?
Oh, God, not the Batman jokes again.
It's for the police, so they'll know he's white.
Okay, calm down, Joker.
That's what we want. That's what we want, people. Oh, anyway. So if it's not Trump, I've already told you what the core of the election is going to be. It's going to be parental rights. And even if it is Trump, he'd be wise to make that his key thing, too, rather than, oh, I got screwed in 2020. We all know you got screwed in 2020. Just shut the fuck up about it, and let's move on, okay? But this week's sign of the apocalypse came from New Jersey. Three school districts in New Jersey told their wacko left-wing idiot governor, I didn't mean to make fun of his teeth, but, you know, you'd swear the guy was born in England. Oh, God, it's pissed off all our British listeners. All 14 of them are mad at me now. But now, New Jersey judge ruled Friday that three school districts are temporarily prohibited from enforcing their own new policies that those school boards voted on on transgender students, in which schools will be required to alert parents if their child changes their identity. Marlboro, Englishtown, and Middletown school districts enacted policies that mandate teachers notify parents. In most situations, if a student wanted to formally change their identity, their pronouns, their name, use different bathrooms, or participate on sports teams of another gender, they wanted to tell the parents. The governor sued the three school districts. That's against New Jersey law. Well, New Jersey law is really fucked, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Judge temporarily sided with Phil Murphy. Here he is, Bucky Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but he is one ugly son of a bitch. How did he get elected in politics? Look, I mean, he must know where some bodies are buried or something.
Look at Lori Lightfoot.
She scared them all. They were afraid not to vote for her.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, she said, I'll say Beetlejuice 3 times if you don't vote for me. So they did.
Oh, shit.
And that shit wore off, and we got somebody who's even worse than her. Poor Chicago. Oh, feel bad for him. But New Jersey is so screwed, and Phil Murphy's after him. So, Slim, you have 2 children that are still in school.
I do.
So I want to ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean to make this like a Sean Hannity question. I'm not going to go on for 18 minutes.
Good, because we don't got 18 minutes, but yeah.
We got as long as we want. It's our damn show.
Well, I know. But
if your kid has a headache or a mouth fever, he gets in a fight at the school, they call you, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's whose problem?
Mine.
Yours. Because they're whose kids?
Mine.
Oh. See where I'm going here?
Mm-hmm.
If your kid saw a Tic Tac and says, well, I'm not sure if I like being a boy or I like being a girl. Suddenly, that's not your business anymore, Slim.
It appears not, but it should be.
It's a secret. You know, and the people who know that secret, they aren't groomers. Do we know that? We had a guidance counselor on as our stupid criminal, 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was grooming a 14-year-old. She got arrested for it. Mm. You know, we don't know. I'm sure they're all not, but, you know, how do we know that they're not? We're not allowed to know anything. We're just the parents. Or, excuse me, we're just the birthing people.
Birthing.
Yeah, the birthing people. Yeah. Jesus. Well, they're the financial drains.
But this whole subject, this is the election. This is the election. You don't need to talk about nothing else. Unless Biden gets into World War III, save the kids. That's the whole damn election. This is a black and brown issue. Black and brown parents that are on the same side as we are. It's a Christian and Muslim issue. Religious people of all faiths are on the same side of the issue as we are. It's a constitutional issue. Sorry, but parents have rights. And anyone who's on the other side of this, like Phil Murphy, everybody in New Jersey is going to watch the show forever now because they know I'm exactly right. Ugly little bastard. But anybody on the other side of this issue has got to be suspect. And if you fail to push back on this issue, then it's your failure as a parent and as a citizen. And I got no sympathy for you. And besides, you know, this whole pronoun crowd, you know anybody who uses pronouns that isn't a boring, tedious asshole?
I mean, I don't.
Interesting that says, I am them and they. You, go away. Go sit on attack. We don't care.
Go sit on attack.
Nobody interesting does that. So my advice is, people, go out and be good at something. Take an interest in activities. Take an interest in other people. Be more concerned with what is going on in other people's lives and events that are around you than how noticed you can be. Because that's all these people are worried about. They sit there, these kids, they sit there, they're fucking, look how many legs I got. Ah. You people are boring. You're never going to amount to shit. Just stop it now. But if you do have a pronoun situation, we offer this as a way to deal with it. A little advice from us.
Today I'd like to teach you how to properly speak on the phone with someone who uses they, them pronouns. Thank you for coming to my demonstration.
This shit ain't hard, people.
Perfect.
We like to keep our audience informed, and the more you know, the better you can handle life. So therefore, at Off Hook Radio 2.0, we're proud to bring you something that I'm sure most of you don't know, but this is This Week in Facts. Study finds 100% of men would eat any fruit given to them by a naked woman.
God damn right.
Yeah, get off Adam's ass.
Well,
it wasn't his fault. Eve had the apple and two other ones, you know, besides. I'll take it.
You could do the finger thing now, Zip.
No, we're not doing the finger thing. But now that I've offended every religious person who was like on my side like a few minutes ago when I was talking about schools, now they're like, who is this asshole? Gang sign. Yeah. I don't know. I'm white. What the fuck do I know? We like to promote self-esteem in our audience. So maybe I should have done this before I did the thing about the apple.
Yeah, maybe.
Nobody's perfect.
You fucked up.
I can't blame anybody else. I wrote this shit. So no matter how bad your day went, no matter what's bothering you at home, at work, whatever, rest assured that you and our audience are absolutely 100% without a doubt smarter than these people. So I want you to feel good about yourself. These people? Yeah. Yeah. There's also a gun-free space and a brain-free space between their ears. That's an old one from COVID, but we brought the masks again tonight. I thought I'd bring that one back too.
Me as well.
So this brings us to Operation Fucked. Yes, that's what it's called.
Yes, it is.
Ain't no sugarcoating that one. I forgot to put the little kid swearing at the table over the broccoli. She was calling it fuckily.
Fuckily.
Yeah, I was going to blame that on watching the show, but I forgot to put that one in. Maybe next week. You know.
It is.
Chopping fuckily. It was a famous Dana Carvey skit on Saturday Night Live. Never mind. I'm old. This is Operation Fucked. And this is our first installment. It's here to cheer you up. And it's going to cheer you up mainly because this is not happening to you.
Off DF Volume 16 with some heavy industry. These blokes have got a boat, a crane, and a big container. This guy is acting like he can lift and move the container with his arms. There's one of these cocky bastards at every job site. Things are going well. Wait, no, game over. That was not a smooth operation. Abandon ship, abandon crane, abandon whatever you can. Someone is definitely ending up in Destination Fucked regarding their employment status over this. No, 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 you're not gonna make it. It's a no from me. No, oh, you bloody nincompoops. Yep, good, reverse, cut your losses, find another way. Not that fucking way. All you did was go on a slight angle. Go another way entirely. Reverse, come on, reverse again. Oh, I see, there's a wall back there. Okay, oh dear lordy lord, make it stop. This is a nightmare. It's a Destination Fucked nightmare of a video. What is that? I've never seen this before. The whole scene is bleeding with a demonic Destination Effed blood. It's like that hallway scene in The Shining. Fair dinkum terrifying. Oh, they've crashed again. Of course they have. Oh, they gotta make it. No, nah. That little tap piece says, I've got you forever. Your soul is mine, you old truck. Meanwhile, over at the fast food restaurant, someone thought technology could help efficiency and fucked. What's happening at Hooters lately? Bad things are happening. The Destination Effed demon has also infiltrated Hooters. Go home, ladies. Call it a day, I reckon.
All right, it's Destination Fucked. I screwed that up, too.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. I like you said, dinkum. You know, I love Australian accent's great. But that U-Haul trying to get out, that was the best, man. Oh, back up. Oh, you can't. There's a wall. You idiot. Oh, so we're going to skip the next guy.
Yeah, because we're actually, I think we may be having some issues. Everything's frozen for me. Are you guys see us moving? No,
as long as we get my sweetest thing in, I'll be fine.
Because I don't see anything. Everything's frozen.
But the thing we're skipping was the United pilot. He was chopped down the gate arm because he was tired of waiting in line. He just had it up to here. I just want to let United know I fly United. And if you don't fire this guy, I will continue to fly United. If you fire him,
you're done.
I have other choices.
There you go.
Memes of the week, Slimbo.
All right, here you go. Yours is first.
Oh, insider trading by members of Congress.
Nothing.
We don't see what Nancy's doing. Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, titty boy. getting away with billions in the FTX Ponzi scheme. Well, he donates to Democrats. We don't see nothing. But damn it, don't you give $600 on Venmo to somebody who's not in your family.
That's right.
The IRS wants that reported, bitches.
Yes, they do, fuckers.
That's our government.
All right, Rick, here's yours.
Oh, this is great. When I was living in Vegas, we had our roommates. You know, somebody in the middle of the night opened this up from the fridge. All you heard was pop, 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 pop. We all thought somebody got shot. Those are the worst.
That's why we live alone. We can open that damn thing anytime we want.
I can open that up anytime. I can go to the fridge right now and open it.
Slim's the only one that's screwed.
Yeah, I can't because it'll wake the whole
kids will wake up in the middle of the night going, "Daddy's eating the bundt cake."
Yep. Anyways,
here's
mine. Go out and get yourself a conspiracy theorist friend because you're going to need one to explain what's about to happen, which we touched on a lot of this tonight. So
I already got one.
That's right. Oh. You got me.
Wrong way.
This backwards mirror thing is killing me.
Was that the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz? He went that way.
No, that's Joe Biden.
If he only
had a brain.
Yeah, same thing.
Anyway, speaking of what, now this guy has a brain. The sweetest thing I saw this week, this isn't going to be kids or puppies tonight. This is from here. This is like back with the serious shit that I did at the beginning. This thing reminded me that we're all in this together. Your race or your religion should not matter one bit. You should be judged on the content of your character, and that character should reject those that try to keep us divided based on what we are rather than who we are. So this is a beautiful, beautiful reminder. Oliver Anthony's song, which everybody's heard about lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Rich Men North of Richmond. It's an articulation of what most of us think, but we're not allowed to say out loud. And the reason you know that is because the only people that don't like this song are the liberal pundits in the media. But we are these people, and we are many. And we've had enough of this shit. The best thing about this video is this is a video with people reacting to this song for the very first time. So this is Rich Men North of Richmond. Thanks for joining us. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul.
I can rock with that.
These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit.
Oh.
And it's taxed to no end.
Okay.
North of Richmond. North of Richmond.
Oh. This is true.
Tell them, buddy.
Some of us can't say what we absolutely know is true, and he's articulating.
I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere.
Yes.
Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
Ah!
Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me.
What?
For people like you.
Yeah.
Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that
you do, cause your dollar ain't shit.
It ain't.
It's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, known for rich men. Been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.